from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back here to the Prentice House of Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Jessica Jackson joined us from the Blackman Blaze, and I've got a complaint, Jessica. I just want to tell you right off the bat, we've done this show now, the sixth week, and I have not seen Chad Hibden yet. But part of it's my fault. I haven't seen, but tell him I said hi and tell him, you know, good luck with the kid and everything.
The world of being a daddy, I think, is a whole new ballgame. So it's keeping him busy.
It keeps you humble too, you know.
Absolutely. I mean,
they don't care how many games you win. You know,
it doesn't matter to them.
They just want daddy at home.
That's right.
Jessica, the last time that we talked, since then, you all kind of hit a little snag there for a couple of weeks and some tough losses, and then you've kind of rebounded a little bit now. And with the exception of Riverdale kind of maintaining the top spot, it has really tightened up in the girls' race, particularly second, third, and probably on down.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, any given night, it's about to the point where, you know, us middle ones, it's who's going to play the hardest consistently for four quarters, and you've given yourself a great opportunity to win that ball game. So you come out flat or you take a couple possessions off, the other teams are going to take advantage of it, and you know, it's just a battle. Every possession is so important.
You are 17-3, 4-2 in the district, tied with Oakland, and Siegel only a game behind. They had a big win against Smyrna last night. So, which really indicates that when you get ready for district play in a few weeks, it's going to be really interesting in that that first night of action. And if you've got a 4-5 seed or that kind of thing, it's they're going to be some really close games. I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you look at us and Smyrna and Siegel and Oakland, and you look at the scores, I mean, you're talking about 5, 6, 7 point games. You know, all of them in single or low, you know, teens. So anything can happen. You've definitely got to be prepared, and you know you're going to get everybody's best every night, and the coaches are always going to, you know, have their teams prepared, and it's a chess match. But I still say it's the whole effort thing. It's the consistent, disciplined effort for four complete quarters, and that's what you're going to have to bring every single night.
I think that's the hardest thing, especially when you have some youngsters, realizing that you focus for four quarters. And we had the boys game with Oakland and Riverdale last night, really not a good quarter for Oakland, the third quarter, and it always tends to be. And I think Brian was talking to Sean about it. It whoever comes out in that third quarter in a close game and plays well usually has the upper hand in the game.
Yeah, it's definitely an advantage. If you can set the tone, you know, you go into halftime, maybe fix or tweak a few things, and then come out, if you can set that tone for the first 4 minutes. And that's something that Chad really stresses to our girls is, you know, we really break it down, not just to quarters, but we break it down 4 minute sections. Go win this 4 minutes. Go, you know, and then we'll regroup, and then we'll go try to win the next 4 minutes, and then we'll regroup and go again. So it really helps our girls to focus on what's important right now. What do we need to be taking care of right now? So we really try to simplify and give them goals for that 4 minutes, and then, you know, we bring them back in and try to do it again.
That philosophy seems to pay off for him, because I've seen games where, and he's had some tremendous teams in the last 4 or 5 years, you've been a part of that, where they may look, you go, wow, they're not playing very well at all, and then for 4 minutes or five, they're just maybe the best team in the state. I mean, it's just been kind of a trademark for his ball clubs.
Yeah, he does a great job. He does a great job of, you know, when he can kind of see the wheels start falling off, he does a great job of drawing them back in. And that's something that we're having to work with this year. You know, even our juniors down, they have, you know, real small amounts of district play. You know, they're just now starting to see what District 7 basketball is all about. And we've made it through one round. And, you know, I think they've learned a lot. I know we as coaches have learned a ton about, you know, stuff they're going to struggle with and stuff we can help them with. So I think we're going to be a lot more prepared this second round. Our experience, you know, we've just had to gain it as we go. We had 7 seniors last year, and, you know, we talked about that, us and just about everybody else in the district.
I think
the same thing.
I think, too, Jessica, a lot of times I don't think they think Blackman is as young, because they do have a couple of, you know, they have some seniors. Yeah. But, you know, when you've got 2 seniors and maybe 3 freshmen playing, I mean, that could be as difficult as if having 4 freshmen or 5 on the floor.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, freshmen, like I said, the freshmen, the senior, all the way down except for those two seniors, really didn't get any playing time at the varsity level last year. So, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. You know, this district is as competitive as any district in the state. And, you know, you try to prepare them in, you know, pre-district schedule, and we tried to play some good teams. And but it's just the intensity and the it's just a whole different level.
You've got last night a game against Laverne, Courtney Cox with 14, and Hall, I think, had 10, and Johnson with 10. The improvement of Alex is really key to your season, because she's kind of an inside presence along with Courtney. Where is she in her progression? Because she's had some really great games, and is it sometimes it's kind of progress and then you back a step or two with a young kid like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we have to remind ourselves. You know, Alex's physical presence, you know, her ability to score around the rim. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, you know, last year she was playing middle school, you know, and she was playing middle school teams. And, you know, the gruel of this schedule, we played, what, 20 games? You know, by this time, usually
her season's
in middle
over.
School, they're done. Yeah, you know, they're getting ready for the tournament, or, you know, they don't play as like we do during Christmas and Thanksgiving. And so sometimes we have to remind ourselves, hey, you know, this is new for her, you know, mentally and physically. So we've seen some inconsistency, but one thing we don't get inconsistent from her is her effort. She plays hard. She works hard in practice. She's willing to be coached. And she is definitely making strides.
She's going to be a good one, isn't she?
She is. I mean, she really is.
And we know you talked about the physical part of it. I think a lot of times we overlook the fact that they're, you know, 14, their body has not matured. And physically, they've not had the opportunity to lift weights and do some of those things as the other girls have had that she's going up against every night.
Yeah, I mean, she's playing, you know, 18-year-olds, you know, that's been at this for 4 years and, you know, has been in the weight room. And it's just a whole different level. And, you know, us as coaches have to try and figure out, you know, how much do we need to make them lift during season? Are we helping them? Are we hurting them? Do they need to rest? Do we need to maintain? What do we need to do? So it's a tricky balance. But she's responded well, though. And like I said, she's always willing. She does anything we ask. She makes some young mistakes, but, you know, that's something we're definitely willing to work through with her. And her effort is just something that's fun to coach.
Well, against Laverne, you had a 62-11 win. I think that's right. But Oakland, let's see, but go to Oakland on the 3rd. That's next Friday. Who do you have Tuesday?
Smyrna.
Mm-hmm. Another game that it could go, it could be tricky if you don't play well.
Sure.
Smyrna's
going
to put it on you.
Yeah.
And then you've got Oakland. Of course, we know that's a game that you're looking to avenge a loss earlier in the year, and then Siegel. So you kind of determine your own fate here, don't
sure.
you?
Something that we're really focusing on, that we're really proud of our girls from last night, not even considering the score, is, you know, our defense. We've really came back to the drawing board. That's something that we've always prided ourselves on. I think Chad's one of the best defensive coaches I've ever been around, I've ever gotten to work with. And I think he's respected for that, you know, throughout the district and in other places too. And our girls, you know, kind of started trying to do too much, you know, and try to get a little bit away from the way we do things. And so we've really drawn it back in and really focused this week on, you know, being fundamental and just playing solid defense like we play. And I thought last night that was the best defensive discipline game we've played in a long time. So if we stick with that and grow, the next three games should be good ones.
Sometimes a good defense is a good offense. You know, they talk about that in football and every sport, but it really is true in basketball. You play defense, you create turnovers, you get baskets off turnovers.
Yep, absolutely. And that's something, you know, that we're good at. We're good at running the floor and staying wide and pinching ahead. We've got athletes that are fast, that can go and finish at the rim. So that's something we definitely want to do. And we want to make these teams work for their shots. You know, the longer we can defend and the longer we make them work, it shortens the game down a little bit. And, you know, hopefully we can get some easy baskets and really put some pressure on them.
How much have your seniors helped? I know they've had to take on a lot of responsibility in terms of in-game and in-house management. And I know Chelsea is just a tremendous passer. A lot of times she passes up shots, and I get angry at her sometimes because she passes up some shots. I don't know if y'all do, but a really good shooter and knows the floor, sees the floor. She and Courtney are going to be keys, I guess, down the stretch here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and we look to them. We tell them, you know, you guys really set the tone for the whole game. You set the tone for the team. They can tell when, you know, you guys – kind of break down, or when you guys get nervous, or when you guys get frustrated, you know, they're going to feed off of you. They can also tell when you come in with that, you know, kicktail mentality, they're going to feed off that. They're going to jump on and they're going to do whatever you do. So they do a great job of playing hard and playing through things. And Chelsea does a great job of running the team. She's really gotten good where she's being more vocal and she's calling the plays without us having to yell it. And Courtney just, she leads by example. I mean, she was a dominant on the boards last night. I think she's one of the best offensive rebounders that we've had in a long time. She crashes hard. She works hard. So, you know, if they maintain that, these other ones, they're going to say, oh, this is what they're going to, whatever they're doing, that's what they think they're supposed to do. So.
And Courtney doesn't really care what the competition is, does she?
She could care
level,
less.
The level stays the same.
The tougher, the more physical, the more she likes it. So she likes getting in there and you know, banging with people. And she'd much rather play a game where they didn't call me fouls than if they call a tight touch foul. She's fine with that.
Yeah. Jessica Jackson, our guest here on the Prentice Allsup Heating Air Coach's Corner. As you approach the district, and it's getting here so quickly, seeding is important. These three games are really just critical, aren't they? I mean, in terms of where you place.
They are. I can't believe there's four regular season games. It seems like, you know, it's flown by. But these next three games, I mean, we're the ones that are in the hunt for those middle slots, you know. And like I said, everybody's played everybody close. And, you know, it doesn't even take not showing up for a game. It takes not showing up, like we said, for a quarter before, you know, to get you beat. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge. That's one great thing about this district. If you can survive this district, then you have prepared yourself for any other team that you play.
It almost makes the region easy, doesn't it? I mean, really.
I mean, you know, it's this district, the thing that's so unique about it is a night after night after night gruel. It's not a, well, we can get by these three, let's start preparing for this team, you know, that's 2 weeks out. You know, all you can do is look to the next game, and you spend all your time and all your energy till the buzzer goes off in the fourth quarter, and then you go back in the office and you start getting tapes together and you do it again for the next game. Because if you don't do that for every single opponent, you know, you'll come up short.
I think we were talking a couple of weeks ago how it is – It's so amazing how there's so much to coaching, and you think, well, it's a high school team, and we're not on the college level, but scouting and work ethic, working throughout the year, I mean, all those things, just consider a championship run or that kind of thing. It never ends, does it, really?
It really doesn't. And, you know, especially with the coaches that we have in our district, you know, it's when you know how hard they're working and you know the things that they're doing. And so it pushes you to do the same things because you don't want to fall behind. And it's a year round, you know, you thank goodness for the last week of June, the first week of July, because that's really the only time that you feel okay about taking off, because you know, if you're not working, you know, just like we tell our girls, if you're not getting better, somebody else is. Well, if we're not getting our team better, somebody else is getting their team better. So
I asked John Wild this question earlier in the morning. Are there things that you guys do? Are you superstitious, or are there things that you do? Well, we didn't last year. We didn't practice, before a certain game or that kind of thing. Do you try to follow as much a routine every year and not sway from it, even if you weren't successful the year before? I mean, do you play mind games? You know, is what I'm saying, I guess.
Well, not really. I mean, Chad is kind of a man of habit, and he has a way that he likes to do things in a way that makes him feel the most prepared. And we pretty much stick with that plan, and we try to get our girls on a routine so they know what to expect. We try to keep them on a schedule so that, you know, nothing, you know, with teenage girls, you know, if something's off or you're off the time or you do something different, they start thinking, why are we doing this different, or why is it, you know. So we just try to give them as little to think about as possible, except for, you know, what their job's going to be that night. So we try to keep, you know, meals the same, times the same. We all ride the bus to every game. We all ride the bus home.
The only thing you don't have control of boyfriend breakups and that kind of thing.
Right.
You just deal with that as it comes.
That's right. I tell them they can't have a boyfriend during the season. So they'll have to tell them. Talk to them in March.
That takes care of that.
That's right.
Well, good luck to you in the next 3 to 4 games. It's we're here, and good luck to the Blackman Blaze. Jessica, appreciate it as always, you coming in. And tell Chad again I said hello, and if he needs a picture of me to, you know, remember
that.
What I look like,
I'll appreciate it.
All right, Jessica Jackson, the assistant coach here at the Blackman Lady Blaze. And when we come back, I think it's Siegel Stars time, Lady Stars, and Brian Baird will be talking with the Siegel Stars. And we continue here with the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay right here with us.